Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the local share market is set to outperform its Northern Hemisphere peers in early trade this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should kick off with a gain of around 0.2%. So that saw the contract come off its best levels of the after-hour session, when it was up by just over 0.5%. So under the circumstances, not such a bad outcome considering what we saw over the course of the US and European sessions last night. So in particular, the European markets did well in the context that they were able to pull back a pretty decent margin of their early losses. So for example, the Stock 600 and the German DAX for that matter as well in early trade were down by well over 1%. They pulled back some ground. In the case of the Stock 600, just finished lower by a small margin. Generally, European markets were down in the order of 0.25% to 0.33%. So at least some resilience on that front without any follow-through selling. So that was a positive. US markets, on a slightly different note, traded through a more narrower range over the course of the session, up and down by about 0.25% to 0.33% for the S&P 500. It was the sellers that won out in the end, though. In the final stages of trade, we saw the S&P 500 push lower, finished down by about 0.25%. There were some economic figures last night that you could point to in terms of moving prices one way or the other. But if you were to make a case for perhaps the strongest influence or something that you should pay most attention to, you could say that it came in the form of the comments that were made by the deputy chairman of the US Federal Reserve, Mr. Clarida. He essentially iterated the comments that have recently been made by the head of the US Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, saying that the preconditions have been met for the US Fed to embark on the tapering of their bond purchasing program, basically suggesting quite strongly that in November you will see the Fed start to pull back on their government bond purchases. So obviously the big question is the extent to which they start to do that. But you're seeing increasingly more voices starting to support this idea in this context of higher inflationary outcomes. Some are beginning to form the view that these inflationary settings might actually start to drift off into the medium term rather than the short or transitory conversation that has tended to guide the thinking of central bankers more broadly around the world. So that is an important consideration. In terms of the impact that it had, it was probably at the margins, particularly when you consider that 10-year Treasury notes or longer-dated government bonds actually rose in price, fell in yield. And in the case of a 10-year Treasury note, it was actually a decent move in the end, finished down by around 4 basis points. Importantly, pulling back from that 1.6% area, which is a little bit of a red line, probably more of a pink line. Once you start getting above that, then it becomes a little bit hotter when it comes to the stock side of things. They start to get a bit twitchy in that neighborhood, the stocks. So that's just something to keep in mind more broadly. But elsewhere, the other consideration is that there's probably a degree of not wanting to commit to the markets ahead of the US company earnings season kicking off for the quarter. In the next couple of days, we're going to see the big US banks chip in with their earnings numbers. And these will be quite important in terms of calibrating expectations for a whole range of things as we move into the back end of the year. So that's arguably one of the more important outcomes that investors are training their eyes to over the course of the next day or so. There's another issue that's bubbling away in the background. It's not getting the headlines that it probably deserves. Now that you've got the markets fizzed up about Evergrande a couple of weeks ago, but now what we have seen in subsequent weeks is that a number of other property developers have either missed coupon payments or actually missed the repayments of principals following the maturity of bonds when it comes to Chinese property developers. And this is a worrying sign. So the other thing that probably balances that up a bit is that there might be things going on in the background, but the opaque nature of the way that this is panning out at the moment is concerning. And foreign bondholders have said as much, that they have not either received the coupon payments or have not had those principal payments made. This is certainly an ongoing issue that is not improving at the moment. And for the moment, the markets don't seem to be taking this on board, but it's worth just being, training your eyes in that direction as well. As far as the local picture is concerned today, we're going to see the monthly reading of consumer sentiment according to Westpac and the Melbourne Institute. So given what we saw yesterday, where there was a big surge in business confidence driven by the roadmaps to reopening, you'll probably see a degree of that reflected in the household sentiment numbers. So that's worth keeping an eye on. In terms of what it's going to do for prices, it's not going to do them any harm, but it's certainly not going to see any surge higher. But, you know, it's certainly something that is encouraging to see that recovery in household sentiment compared to where we've been in recent months. Because as we've said on a number of occasions, you haven't seen demand destruction in this contraction. You have seen demand suppression. So there's some pent-up spending power on the part of households. These figures today might give us a sense of how that's going to pan out over the course of the medium term. So the Aussie dollar trading around 73.5 US cents, continuing that grind higher that has been a feature of the last couple of days.